pretty good. Everybody standing up, because we're going to sing and we're going to praise God loudly. Are you ready to praise God?
Break of day, and hope we rise. We speak your name, we lift our eyes.
And I see some of you returning to your seat. No one is returning to their seat. We're still standing up, and we're still worshiping, and we're still praising. You know, I heard you guys cheering on your teams through the game. We need to cheer on God's team when we're singing this song. Are you ready to cheer on God's team and sing this song to Him? I want to encourage you to get out of your seat and come up front and just close your eyes and sing this song to God. He wants to hear you sing this song to Him. God is good. And all the time. That was pretty good for the first try. I think you guys might be awake. Maybe? Maybe awake? You are awake. Okay. Just making sure. Did anyone else hear about the snow?
Snow. Always with the snow. There's snow, 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 snow. I hate the snow.
Level 40 wizard. And
I'm done with the snow. I don't even want it to start.
Yeah. So. Watch out, guys. All I got is one.
Huh?
What?
Thank you.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
What was that?
That was nothing.
Are you sure?
I think somebody forgot their mic. Or forgot their mic was on. But it's okay. What? Matthew's got it covered.
Who's Matthew?
The sound guy.
Where?
You're in looking the booth. At him.
Yo, Matthew, what's up?
Matt, sorry. I've known him for a very long time, and it used to be Matthew. Matt. Now people call him Matt because he's too cool.
Matt.
Anyways, did you hear about the snow, guys?
I know! Last time.
Well, I was a little excited. Maybe we'll have another snow day.
Oh!
Yeah. It was so cold last week, my whiskers froze.
What?
Your whiskers.
Are you a dog?
No.
Or a cat?
No, I'm a man.
And you have whiskers?
And I shave.
I don't believe you.
No.
You have whiskers just about as much as Abigail. That was intense.
Sorry, was that out loud?
Exactly. Anyways, the snow. I mean, it hasn't... Did anybody... Was it snowing when you guys came in? It wasn't snowing when I came in, but I've been here a while.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was going to, though.
No.
I don't mind, though. I'm not too worried. I only got stuck once the last snow, so I probably can try to not get stuck again.
Yeah, you better try hard.
And I'll just let Nate shovel the driveway, and I'll just stand in the window and with my hot chocolate and watch.
Who's Nate?
My husband.
Yeah.
What?
I just let him shovel the driveway, and I just watch.
Mm-hmm.
You told me she had a single. You didn't tell me she had a boyfriend.
Or a husband.
What?
Anyways, we are, I'm not worried about the snow. God's got it under control. If he wants it to snow, it will. Half of these kids don't have school tomorrow anyways.
What?
It's President's Day, so there's no school, or there's no school for most kids.
Most kids.
I don't know why you guys are so worried about the snow. It's not that big a deal. God's got it under control.
What if we're stuck in our house and we starve?
What if I can't get my Jell-O?
I'm fairly positive that your parents will not let you starve.
Yeah.
And I already told you once. I mean, even if you ran out of food, God took 2 loaves and five loaves and 2 fish. Sorry, I did that backwards. And multiplied it and fed way more people than just your family. So I'm not worried even a little bit.
So
if like, he can make fish sticks.
Well, you don't have to have fish. He could multiply whatever you needed. I'm just not worried. I don't get worried.
Wow. You don't get worried?
I don't get worried. God's got it, and that's all I have to worry about.
Not ever?
Not ever.
Not even in the least?
Not even a little bit.
Even when it storms?
Even when it storms. I just sit, chill on the couch, turn.
Whatever, there's
movie.
A tornado.
Yeah, it's coming right to your house.
With hail.
I mean.
And lightning.
And sharks.
Yeah. What?
Sharks.
Sharknado.
That's a movie. That doesn't happen in real life.
You never
and
know.
And if God threw a shark at me, he probably has good reason.
What if it had big teeth?
I'm just not worried. God,
and a
God,
Jonah
I
in
just
its
have
mouth.
To have faith that he's God and he knows what he's doing. Yep. So, you guys are okay, right? I want you to give a warm welcome to our guest today and welcome Pastor Drew.
Yay, Pastor Drew! Yay! Yay! What is he?
And boys and girls, I am going to... We're not going to scream, though. I'm going to leave this just in case.
Leave the whistle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Leave the whistle.
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Was I just...
What are you doing?
Did you see...
What?
I mean, I was listening to my... Oh, that's so embarrassing.
What did he do?
He all saw me, like, dancing.
What the?
I was listening. I've been listening all week to this song. That's been...
Get my Lord, I thought you were just crazy.
Getting my groove. Oh, no. I got my headphones in. Walk on water.
Yeah, I'll agree.
I just like, I've been grooving out on it.
I don't know what he's doing.
It is, do you...
What did...
Do you want to hear the song?
Oh, there's a song?
Yeah, I'm listening to a song.
You got it. I want to hear a song.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna put this up real quick. Here we go. That's not the right song. Hold on. I'm going to change this real quick. We got a Walk on Water song. It's a good song. Hey. I don't know this one, though. This is a different song that I know.
Oh. Aww.
That totally wasn't the song I've been singing all week. But oh, here we go. Hold on. I got it. Ready for this? Jesus walked out on the water. Say, take courage, it is me. Peter trusted and he wanted to go farther, so he stepped out on the sea. Yeah, he stepped out onto the sea. That is, it's a song I've been singing, I've been rocking out to. Who here wakes up in the morning sometimes with a song stuck in their head? Anybody? Every morning this past week I've been, if I keep my eyes on Jesus, I can walk on you, I just been, you know what I'm saying? No? Okay.
Not even a little bit.
Never mind. Okay, I'm just kidding. I never did that. That was a joke.
It's a good thing, because it's pretty scary.
That's not scary. What's scary?
You.
Hey.
When you're singing.
Walking. I mean, hey, I guess.
And dancing.
Walking on, trying to walk on water could be.
Yeah.
Little, but my dancing.
Dancing.
I got some good.
Sure.
Some good moves.
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't know.
These are my. Oh, moonwalk.
Oh.
No. Oh. Man. Never mind. There are certain but the song's called Walk on Water. So can you guys guess what we're going to be talking about today? When Jesus walked on the water and he's like, "Whoa, I'm walking." Can you guys walk on water? You guys ever been on like a frozen lake or on an ice rink?
What?
Yes, but then I fell through and I got all wet and it was cold.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not. Technically.
Oh yeah, you're having scary thoughts about being underwater.
Why is this so scary?
Because you fall in and you get cold.
And then you get stuck.
Isn't that kind of the purpose of water, to like get wet?
No, not in the winter time. It's too cold.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were afraid of like water.
Well, I'm afraid of water. Aren't you afraid of water?
No way.
What?
I bathe. I shower. I mean.
Are you sure?
Scare me? Yeah. I mean, about 3 weeks ago, I showered.
It's too smelly up there. I can't tell.
Well, it's all your fault of smelling down there.
What?
I need some help from a bro.
Can you? What?
Can you smell me?
Ah!
Is it that bad?
Holy God! Put it away.
Oh man!
Put it away!
Oh man! Maybe
you get the fire hose over here.
Maybe I should shower.
And maybe some deodorant.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
get some Axe spray.
That, hey, I can.
Girls dig it.
Nuh-uh.
Well, water.
What?
Water doesn't scare me though. No.
And they, so you guys were just talking about being afraid of snow coming too.
Well, yeah.
Why are you guys so afraid of that stuff?
Well, then you get locked in the house and you can't get your food and you starve to death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how am I going to eat without my Taco Bell?
You know,
and Wendy's.
I haven't thought about it that way. That's
and Burger King, except I'm afraid
right
of that too.
I'm getting a little bit scared right now. If I can't have my Taco Bell.
Yes.
I mean, wait, no.
What?
That's not scary.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not nearly as scary as Abigail on ice skates.
What?
She fell down one time and got it lodged in my ear.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'm
See,
sorry.
I have no ear left.
I'm
Look,
sorry.
There's nothing there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Brady lost his ears.
Yes. Well, just the one.
Oh, just one?
I had to have it surgically glued back on.
Oh, okay. That's
and then it was the wrong size.
Oh, man.
I got swished at whatever they call it.
Well, Abigail, I think your ears are very pretty.
Oh, thanks.
But it's not that scary. I mean, some things can be scary. But, like, Abigail, have you ever been scared before?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, like, would there anything over there scare you? Like, maybe...
Like that?
Teamwork, Freddy. Boom! Make the
Oh, that's
work.
Right. That's right.
All right,
that's
Abigail.
I got the goods now.
I'm not coming back up.
Abigail,
that was rude.
Abigail, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You stay over there.
All right, you know what? I'll back you up. I'll try to squeeze right in
between Buffer zone.
You, and then he can't scare you anymore. That cool?
Don't scare me.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Freddy.
Ow, you're poor hurting my arm.
You keep poking my arm.
Well, you got the bigger arm.
What?
We got fingers that are like daggers of death.
Oh. Do my fingers scare you too? Freddy, you just get scared of everything.
You know,
you don't have to be afraid of everything, Freddy. Are you afraid of everything, Abigail? Why not?
Well, because some things aren't scary.
There you go.
She's afraid of the dark. This is Zira at Kemba. She has to go crawl inside the coach's tent. I miss my mommy.
It's okay, but
That's
you know what?
That's too personal.
We don't have to be afraid. Do we have to be afraid, guys?
Well, you have to be afraid of spiders.
Ah! Spiders!
And scorpions.
Yes.
Spiders, and I mean, it's good to be careful around them, but we don't have to be afraid when God is with us. You know? I mean, if God's on your side, tell me who's more powerful. A spider or God?
Well, God.
Is it a tarantula?
I mean, God's even more powerful than a tarantula.
How about the black widow?
God's way more powerful than a black widow.
What about the brand new clothes?
What?
What about the gigantic lobster spider that I saw in the hood of the car?
What?
You know, I don't know if I've seen or heard of that kind of, but
there's a Goliath.
I can imagine.
What about Venom?
Oh man, Abigail! Oh no, we need to squirt some water on her. Get some. Here we go, Abigail.
No.
Abigail.
There we go.
You awake? Okay. Good. Oh my goodness, that scared me. You fainted. You fainted. I had to get you wet. I just happen to have a water gun with me. Oh, are you crying?
No.
Okay.
I'm sweating through my eyes.
Oh, sweating through. I'm sorry, Abigail. You fainted and I thought you needed to be woken up.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm sorry that you guys got so scared, but we don't have to be scared because God is with us. And actually, that is a perfect segue into the lesson today. So thank
Segway.
You guys so much. That is awesome because we don't have to be scared. Thank you so much, Freddy.
High five.
Huh?
High five.
You five?
High five. High five.
He says high five.
But you only have four fingers. Oh, he got scared again. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, we're going to be talking today about when Jesus walked on water. We're going to be talking about a couple different things that are really fun, but I need you guys to make sure that you're quiet, because there are a couple different things that we're going to be doing today that we need to be very quiet for. So, first of all, this story comes from the Bible. So I want everybody that has their Bible to go ahead and open it up to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew is where we're going to read about Jesus walking on water. So Matthew, if you look at your Bibles, it's right about here. So you see kind of like the general thickness on this side, and then on over on this side. It's past the middle, and the books right before it are Zechariah and Malachi. The books right after it are Mark and Luke. And so you go right in between those books, you got Matthew. So the book of Matthew, and then big number 14. I'm looking at the wrong thing here. Big number 14. So that's Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And we're going to start there. And if you don't have your Bibles, go ahead and just look up on the screen here. We'll have this. And I'm going to read it here for you immediately. So hold on real quick. Kind of what's going on in this part of the story. Jesus had wanted to get away to pray. As he started to go get away, bunch of people came crowding around, and they're like, teach us something, talk to us, we want to hear from you. And so he talked to them, and he's like, now he's like, okay, I really, really need to go away and pray, and I need to talk to my Father. And so he put big importance on that. And so this is what happens right after he finishes teaching them. He says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead of him onto the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside to pray by himself. Later that night, he was there all alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. So the wind and the waves buffeted means it was like getting beat, and he's going off course this way, and he's going off course this way, and it's just, it's having a tough time staying on the right track. And so shortly, verse 25, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come out to you on the water. Come, he said. And Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. So let's open up in prayer real quick. God, thank you so much for your powerful word of how great and awesome you are. We love to read all that you have for us, God. I pray that you open the ears of everybody here to be able to hear what you have to say and make their hearts ready to listen as well. God, thank you. Speak through me what you want to speak through me, and keep me quiet when you want me to be kept quiet, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so in this story, we got all the disciples, and they're going through this big storm, and it's raining, and the wind is blowing, and Jesus comes out walking on the water. Now, that's pretty awesome. In fact, that's something, who wishes, there's some stories that I go, man, I wish I was there to see that. Who wishes you were there to see that? Like, oh my goodness, what would that have looked like? Now, the disciples got scared. They're like, what? It's a ghost. But there's this storm. And one of the things I really like, I like to picture everything in my head. But something else I like to do is I like to see it. Would you like to see kind of what happened here? Awesome. We got a little video here that gives a little summary of what exactly happened with Jesus and Peter walking on water. Son of God.
Why did he walk away just when we're getting strong?
Surely a Messiah wouldn't leave us like this. A Messiah should be a warrior, a conqueror like David.
Judas, force is not the way.
So tell me what the way of Messiah is.
He's different.
But Mary, what if he's not the one? We're risking our lives. For what?
Thomas! He has shown us his power. We must have faith in him.
He said he'd meet us on the other side. Let's go!
That is pretty intense. Was that pretty scary? That was intense, man. So that's kind of what it was like. There was this big storm going on, and Peter has to trust that Jesus is going to help him walk on water, just as Jesus is walking on water. And so I got a couple different things that I want to talk about today. When we look at this passage, the first thing I want to talk about is without Jesus, I see fear. Without Jesus, when you aren't looking at Jesus, when you aren't focusing on Jesus and what he can do and his power for you, it's really easy for everything that you see to be fear, to be scared of. Like, look at the disciples. They saw a couple different things. First thing they saw was Jesus walking on the water. But what did they think it was? Thought it was a ghost. And so they see this person walking out on the water. And they're like, oh my goodness, it's a ghost. And they were scared because of what they saw. And then one other thing that, what else were they afraid of? What else was Peter? What was Peter afraid of when he was walking on the water? Yeah, he was afraid of drowning. The storm. Yes, very good. So those were those are some of the things that they were afraid of. That the disciples were afraid of the ghost and because of what they saw. See, sometimes what we see and what we think is going to happen can be really scary. Like, sometimes the things that we see, what are some things that we can see that are scary? What are some things that you guys may be scared of? Some scary movies, yes. There you go. Yeah, that can be scary, man. That's a fear.
Scary games.
Gremlins. How about any animals that people are scared of? You guys scared of any animals? There you go. Being alone and bears, as you said. Anything else? Two more. Snakes. Those are scary. One more. Way over here. Zombies. There we go. Awesome. Good answers. Shh, shh, shh. There are a couple different things that we can be scared of. Sometimes if we're really shy, and if you're shy, I'm not going to make you raise your hand because you probably won't want to. But sometimes if we're really shy, we can be kind of scared of meeting other people. And if I had my choice, I'd hang out right back here and I just watch everybody else. And I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna talk to anybody. And I'm just, because it's kind of scary to talk to people sometimes. It's kind of scary to meet new people. Some other things, the future of what's going to happen, or not knowing, not knowing anything, unknown situations. Who here has ever had to move? Is that kind of scary?
No.
That can be kind of like, for me, that was scary. The first time I moved 5 hours away. And that was scary to me. Going to a new school, new teachers, new friends, and not knowing if, you know, what's going to happen. Who here is afraid of the dark? Yeah, we got some people. And good, great being honest. Who else here is, when there's a thunderstorm and there's lightning and there's thunder and all this, you go, ain't no way I'm going to be sleeping all by myself. I got to find someone. I got to cuddle up with something. Who's like that? Who's like that? There you go. Yeah. And you're like, this is scary. I want to have someone. I need to have someone close to me because this is kind of frightening. So without fear, without Jesus, a lot of times all we can see is fear. Everything in life can be scary. There are some people who live their life in fear, in trying not to let anything bad or scary or any potential problems happen. And because you, without Jesus, sometimes all you can see is fear. Just like the disciples, without Jesus, they saw the ghost and they were afraid. And they saw the wind and the waves and they were afraid. And so, without Jesus, I see fear. That's the first thing. Second thing I want to talk to you guys about is because of Jesus, I have faith. Because of Jesus, I have faith. Now, the disciples, the crazy thing about this storm is the disciples had been in a situation very similar not too long before this. In fact, they had been in... do you guys know the story about Jesus calming the storm?
Yeah.
And so they're in this storm a lot like this. And it's raining and there's waves in their boat. They're like, oh no, we're going to die. And Jesus is just sleeping on the boat. What is he doing? And they woke him up and Jesus said, be still. And the storm stopped. And so this, the crazy thing about this is they were on this same sea. The Sea of Galilee. And they were on the exact same. In fact, if you look at it, if the Sea of Galilee kind of oval shaped like this, the trip when Jesus was, when he calmed the storm, they're going like this in about 5 mile distance. And the trip when he's walking on water, they're going like this at about a 5-mile distance. So they're going the same distance. They're going on the same part of the sea. They're experiencing the same storm. And in fact, this is just a couple months after they saw Jesus calm the storm. And so they've been here. They know this situation. And they know that Jesus has power over the storm. But when Peter looked at the wind and the waves and the lightning and the thunder, he still got scared. Because what he saw scared him, and he wasn't paying attention to focusing on Jesus. Without Jesus, sometimes all you can see is fear, but because of Jesus, you can have faith. So, some of you told me you were afraid of the dark. Some of you told me you were afraid of storms. And I got a fun little activity. You don't have to be afraid of storms. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. But I need three people. I need three people to come on up right over there. Yep. And right here in the tie. Yep. And now I need someone. Show me who can snap. Who can snap? Who can snap? Real loud. Real loud. Can you snap? There we go. Awesome. Come on up. What's your name? It's fine. We only need one person to snap. What's your name?
Malachi.
Malachi. High five. There we go. And Jocelyn, nice to meet you. And what's your name?
Angelina.
Angelina. Awesome. So nice to meet you guys. So I'm actually going to have you guys come right down here. And we're going to walk all the way over here. And what I'm going to have you do, can you rub your hands like this? There you go. You want to put that in your pocket? Well, you'll need both hands being able to rub together. There you go. So you're going to rub your hands like this. And what you're going to do is you're slowly going to walk across like this. And as soon as he passes you, you start doing this too. So everybody real quick, go like this. Rub your hands together. And so, hold on, stop. So let's practice real quick. As you walk slowly here, as he passes you, start doing it. Don't do it until he passes you. Don't do it until he passes you. And now start right here. Good. He's rubbing. Okay, good. Now go back over there. We're going to do this. And then, so the same thing, we're going to do it with snapping, with Jocelyn here. And so as Jocelyn, you're going to start over here. And you're just going to slowly walk. And you're going to start snapping. And as she passes you, if you're right here and Jocelyn's right here, you don't start snapping yet. You keep doing this until she passes you. And then you start snapping. And then Angelina is going to come across and pat her legs. And as she comes across, remember, don't do it until she passes by you. And then you start. So you're just snapping until Angelina comes across. So you guys get it? So first, Malachi. And then we're going to come across. All right, hold on. So what this is going to do is this is going to make the sounds of a storm. But now, a storm, what does it look like? Is it sunny and bright outside?
Dark.
It's dark. And so we're going to need the lights to be turned down. We're going to make ourselves our own little storm. All right. So everybody, shh. The other thing we need is complete silence. It won't work unless we're all completely silent. So follow. If Malachi doesn't pass by you yet, you don't do anything. But Malachi's going to start. Good. Good job. Slowly walk, and as he passes by you, and just listen. Good job. And just hang out right there. Hang out right there. Awesome. You guys hear that? Now, Jocelyn, you go ahead and start. As soon as she passes you, keep rubbing over here. Keep rubbing your hands. Good job. You guys hear how that sounds like raindrops? All right. The storm's growing a little bit bigger. Now Angelina is going to... Hold on, hold on. Keep snapping over here. Keep snapping over here until she passes you. Until she passes you. Okay, we got a storm. This is a little harder. A little harder. Oh my goodness. It's raining. It's raining. What happens when we have rain? We got water. And we got thunder. All right. Keep going. You hear the thunder? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All right. Now I'm going to have you come by and start snapping. Okay, guys, watch. As Jocelyn comes by, keep pounding, keep pounding. As Jocelyn comes by, start snapping. Start snapping. Keep snapping. All right. Now is... There we go. As it comes by, start rubbing your hands. Now you go by, just like this. And as she comes by, you stop rubbing your hands. Just like this. Keep rubbing over here. Keep rubbing over here. Keep rubbing over here. We made our own storm! How cool is that? Awesome. Malachi, Jocelyn, Angelina, come on up. And oh, we're good. We got, you can do that on your own time. For the three of you, thank you so much for your help. Pick a piece of candy. Awesome. Everybody give them a round of applause. And give yourselves a round of applause. Great job. We were quiet. We made a storm. That was pretty cool, huh? Sometimes storms can get kind of scary though, huh? Sometimes that one was fun. That one's because we're making it and we're patting our legs and we're snapping our fingers. That was really, really good. And that thunder, whoo, that was kind of scary. That was kind of scary. But, yeah, the water and the drips. All right, you guys got it? Just one piece. Perfect. All right, you got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. There you go. Awesome. Thank you guys once again so much. Awesome. So that's kind of what they're going through. They had this storm going on, and we were able to make our own storm. But without Jesus, storms can be kind of scary. But Jesus is stronger than what we can see or what we experience. Lightning can crash and it can be kind of scary. And thunder can roll and be kind of scary. And what we see, what we hear, what we experience, Jesus is stronger than that. So think about all the times in your life. Think about when you've been scared before. And you think, man, I was scared of this. I was walking home and there's this dog behind this fence that as I was walking on the sidewalk. And it... And it was scaring me. Or maybe it was a real big dog. And it was scaring you. And, oh, man. And think about those times. And think about how Jesus got you out of there safe. Jesus, God has kept you safe in life. And I can guarantee everybody in here, no one here is dead. So God has kept you all alive. Throughout all the times that you've been scared, throughout all the storms, all the spiders, if you've ever seen the snake, things like that, that can be scary, but God has kept you safe. Shh, 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 shh. So who in here has ever had to change schools? I asked you this, if you've moved, if you've ever changed schools, those are some of those times when God has kept you safe. In fact, sometimes, awesome, thanks for raising your hands. Shh, shh, put them down, quiet. Those are sometimes God not only keeps you safe through the problem or the scary situation, sometimes he makes it even better. That's why he's called Redeemer. Because to redeem something is to take a bad situation and turn it into a good situation. Like for me, I changed schools 8 times. Yeah, I've changed schools so much, and I moved 7 times. I've moved 7 times, and my first time I ever moved, I moved, huh? Well, I just moved in the same town on the 6th time, but I moved 7 times. Shh, hold on. I moved 7 times, and the first time I moved, I had to move 5 hours away, And that was pretty scary. Because I had lived in the same town as long as I could remember, and I had all the same friends, and I knew my school, and it was small, and I knew my way around town, and I could walk and ride my bike to my friend's house, and I was moving so far away, and I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see some of these friends again, and I don't know what my new school is going to be like, and at this age, I was 9 years old. Who here is nine? Who here is nine? And I was 9 years old, and I'm like, what if I don't like my new teacher? What if I don't like my new school? What if I can't make any friends? And I was so scared. But Jesus was with me, and he redeemed the situation, because when I moved, listen to this, when I moved, I met some of the best friends I've ever had in my entire life. And I had three of the best friends, James Dover, Dalton Path, and Richard Bruning, were my three friends. And the four of us would hang out all the time. We called ourselves the Fantastic Four, and we would do everything together. And we couldn't have been more different. I liked to do sports. My friend James liked to just like read books and study all the time. My friend Dalton would game all the time. And my friend Rich would be like more of an extreme sport, skateboarder and snowboarding and things like that. And we were four different dudes, but we had the best friendship. And if I hadn't moved, if I hadn't gone through the scary situation, I never would have met them. And you know what? The next time I moved here to the Omaha area. And that was scary. I was still in high school, and I didn't want to leave my school. I loved my coach, my friends. And when I moved, you know what? You know what wouldn't have happened if I didn't move here? I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to hang out with all you guys. I wouldn't be able to be chatting with you right now. And isn't that kind of sad? Man, I would have missed you, and I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I am so thankful that God put me through those situations that were hard, and he redeemed them to make them good for him. So all the times that you've been scared, God has kept you safe. And even if you're thinking about things that, like, right now, I've never, you know, if you're thinking, I've never been through what I'm going through right now. I've never moved before. I've never, had this situation in my house or at my school. And you say, I don't know if Jesus is stronger or bigger than this. So Psalm 27, verse 1, encourages that God is stronger than anything. So we're going to have this pulled up on the screen here. Psalm 27, 1. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So it's saying, God's on my side. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. And if he, the most powerful God ever, more powerful than any storm, more powerful than any giant spider you can imagine, or giant snake you can imagine, or Sharknado, he's more powerful than anything. And it says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Do you know what that means? To have a stronghold is to be like hooked together. Now, I need, for an example, I need a really good hugger.
Oh, I'm so good at it.
All right, come on up, come on up. All right, real big hug, real big hug. Come here. Oh, and this is what it looks like for God to be the stronghold of your life. So was that a pretty big hug? Did I get you a big squeeze too?
Yep.
Right there. Awesome. Thank you. So that's what it's like. Shh, shh, hold on. That's what it's like. Aaron was squeezing me so hard, and I was squeezing him so hard. And that's what it's like to have God be the stronghold of your life. He's protecting you. He's got you in his arms, and you're holding tight to him. And Peter was doing the same thing. When he was focusing on Jesus, he's looking out, and in his mind and in his heart, he's holding on to him. And he's squeezing him. And Jesus is holding on and keeping him safe and allowing for him to walk on water. And as soon as he gets distracted and he looks the other way, it's just like in his heart, letting go. When Jesus is the stronghold of your life, he will keep you safe. Who or what should you be afraid of? Nothing. If God is protecting you, there's nothing that can get to you. So, in fact, look at the disciples. Every time they're afraid of something, Jesus protected them. So what were some of the things they were afraid of? They were afraid of the storm, the ghost. They're of the drowning, the whole. So when they were afraid of the ghost, Jesus said, "Don't worry, it is me." And he relieved their fear of the ghost. When Peter was out and he was afraid of the waves, Jesus caught him, grabbed him, and saved him from that. And Jesus, when he climbed back in the boat, the wind died, the storm stopped. And they said, "Wow, you are the Messiah, the Son of God." See, everything that they were afraid of, Jesus had power over. So I can have faith that Jesus will protect me. So, without Jesus, I see fear. Because of Jesus, I have faith. And with Jesus, I use my feet. And so in that, we look at Peter. And I love Peter because he's a lot like me in that he'll talk, he'll say something, and then I'll go, "Ooh, maybe I should have thought about that before I said that." And he speaks before he thinks. And when Peter kept his focus on Jesus, we see what happened. But when he first saw the ghost and Jesus said, "Don't worry, it's me," Peter said a pretty crazy thing. And he says, "All right, if that's you, Jesus, then tell me to come out there on the water with you." And Jesus said, "Come." Now, only Jesus can say the word "come." Oh, what'd you say? What? Oh, my goodness. No, it's so easy to say. It's so easy. "Come here. Come on." You know, that's so easy to say. So why would Peter say that? All he had to do was make whoever that was say, "Come here." And he would have had to go out. But so what was he saying? He was saying, "I know only Jesus is powerful enough not only to walk on water, but to have me walk on water. And if I go out of this boat and I fall down and I splash into the sea, I know that's not Jesus. If I go out of this boat and I walk on water, that's Jesus." And he sees, and so he knew Jesus was powerful enough to pass on his ability to walk on water. It took faith for Peter to ask Jesus, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." But it took more faith to actually go out. And at some point, Peter stepped over the boat and he's sitting on the side. And he has to make the decision to move his standing foot from being the one that's on the boat to put his weight on the water. And that can be scary. So, in fact, who here has ever heard of Indiana Jones? Indiana Jones is a little bit old school, and there's a movie made in the year that I was born, 1989, and it was called The Last Crusade. And Indiana Jones had to go through something kind of similar to this, and we're going to watch that right here.
God. Only in the leap from the lion's head did he prove his worth. Impossible. Nobody can jump this.
Izzy! And you must hurry! Come quickly!
It's a leap of faith.
That's pretty intense. And so that's what Peter had to do. Just like Indiana Jones, who, by the way, it's a cool movie, but it's totally fake. So it's not real. But the story about Jesus and Peter walking on water, totally real. And Indiana Jones in the movie had to make the decision. And if there was no bridge there, he's going to fall down this massive cavern. And he goes, and he landed. And in the same way, Peter had to do the same thing. When he stepped off the boat, he had to go and step onto the water. And that is, it's raining. And that's the point when his faith stepped into action. And when he would splash onto the water, coming out. When he would step onto the water, that's when his action. I got you that time.
I think Abigail's coming back at you.
Oh, yeah. I can't
she
blame her.
She just got her hair all dry.
I can't blame her. All right, just a second. So, when you respond to fear with faith in God, God will help you make it. So, listen to me. This is the most important part. Faith, listen to this. Faith needs feet, needs action. Needs you to step and do what God is saying, not fear. So when you have faith, you can go into the situations and be, I'm not afraid because I know God is with me. And I'm going to keep Jesus as my stronghold. Not being afraid. And that allows you to move. So if you want God to help you have faith for anything in life, so that you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to be scared of those things, I want you guys to find a coach after this and pray with them so that Jesus can give you freedom from that fear. Also, and this is really important, Jesus helps us to have faith in the scary times, but he can only do that if he lives in your heart. So guys, real quick. If you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, to give you freedom from fear and from being scared, I want you guys, coaches, can you raise your hands real quick? Stand up and raise your hands. I want you guys to find one of these coaches and make sure that before you leave, you talk to them and you say, I want Jesus in my heart. All right? Awesome. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all the fun we were able to have, for how great your story is, how much you love us, how much you will protect us, God. I pray your protection over everybody in this room and that we all can be freed from the fear that can grab us in life. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. It's time to play some Amen.
Music. It's time to make some noise. It's time to dance, clap your hands, don't stand still. Now let me hear you lose your voice. Come on!